Take one day at a time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Take one day at a time. Everything we do is looking to the future. Everything we do is looking for tomorrow. Everything we do is to plan, setting up priorities, setting up our plans, setting up our future. And the more we set up a future, the less we live in today. Today is filled with many wonderful and dynamic experiences if we would just take the time to enjoy them. Take the time to experience them. Take the time to live with them and love them and be delighted in them. Take time to live. Take one day at a time. So this is the day now. This is the one day. This is the day that we are here to enjoy every possible thing that we have. How do we take one day at a time? Well, you may have a whole bunch of projects that are lined up before you that you're going to do. You're just to take these simple ones. You could apply it to your business. You could apply it to your many other affairs, but just take these simple ones and see how they fit. You get up in the morning, and the first thing you do is you have a routine of saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. It's a wonderful day. It's a great day. Oh, I feel so good. Life is so wonderful. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, take one day at a time, and as you say that, you inculcate that into your mind, you bring that into your consciousness, you bring that into your thinking, and you live it, you live it, you live it. Oh, what a wonderful morning. Oh, what a wonderful day. Just start out with the brightness and the cheeriness and the happiness of who you are and what you are, because that's what it's all about. Who you are and what you are and how you are. Be it. Now, live in that consciousness of one day at a time. I know I do. When I get up in the morning, I look at my wonderful house here and I say, what a great little house I have. And I look outside and I see it's still dark because I wake up before the sun gets up. It's just my practice. And I have many things to do in preparation for getting ready to take a walk. But first, I do each thing by itself. Take care of my bathroom, take care of my feeding the dog and feeding the cat. The cat, I don't have a cat. Taking care of feeding my fish. Everybody else around here has a cat, and I don't have a cat. Maybe I should get one, huh? So I take one day at a time, one moment at a time, and I enjoy it thoroughly. And I watch the fish as they gobble up the food and then enjoy it and do flips and jump out of the water virtually and just are so happy. And they go underneath their plates and they go underneath their plants and they're just very busy, busy, busy fish all day long. Just having a wonderful time. And my dog Rex, my golden retriever, I prepare his food for him in the morning, one moment at a time, one day at a time. I put it in his bowl and I put it down in his special place, and then I go about my other activities. And when he feels like it, he crawls out of his bed and says, oh, what a wonderful day, and stretches and takes one day at a time. And then he goes over and sniffs his bowl and he says, that's good, but first I'm going to go outside and check around and see how things are. He goes out of his doggy door through the bathroom and he looks around at the dark sky and the dark neighborhood. And maybe he'll hear a passing critter and he'll bark at it and say, good morning, how are you? Living one day at a time. A happy day at a time, and being so content. And then, when I sit at my desk, doing some my early morning emails and getting a few things out of the way, he immediately comes over and sits under my feet at my desk. He wants to be near me one day at a time. He doesn't care what I'm doing. He doesn't care if we go for a walk, or if we sit at the desk and work, or if I pull out one of his toys. I pull out his toys. He pulls them out himself. He takes one day at a time and has more fun doing the things he loves to do. Well, then we take our walk. We walk 3 miles around the campus here, up and down the mountains, just having a wonderful time. And our feet are just guided by the light within ourselves and the morning sunlight. It's just so beautiful, so wonderful. We feel so absolutely good. Now, If this should be the end of my day, the end of my life, I would have lived the wonderful, most fantastic day that I could ever imagine. But it's not. And on it goes. And day after day, every day is a glorious day. Day after day, every day is a fun day. Day after day, I do my writing, I do my reading, I do my talking, I do my sharing, I do my counseling, I do my wonderful experiences every day. And each day is new, and each day is fulfilled. And when I finish with any counseling, by the time I'm done, the people that I work with and that I talk to, they feel uplifted and fulfilled. And they would never have to come back again if they chose, because they had already gotten all of the fulfillment, all of the joy, all of the happiness that one day at a time could bring to them. How about you? Are you living one day at a time and getting the most out of your life? Are you doing each little thing as though it were the most important thing in the world to do, and the most fun thing, and the most enjoyable thing in the world to do? If you are, then you're doing great. Hang in there, because that's what it's all about. Take one day at a time, live it, and thoroughly enjoy it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.